But a chat earlier in the week, Minister, we need about 18 million in co-funding, and we have to work a plan to get all that in place. So we've got half in place already, so we're in a good space, but we have to do the rest. And that's just the way it is, and we have to work together, because we're living in a good time, but there's a bit of money around, I'll take advantage of it. And huge opportunities, as Councillor Brogan said, for regeneration and all over the county, and transforming things that we've talked about for 20 years, and now there's a chance to leave them. And that requires people working together, community engagement. And I got the list for the people associated with this project. It'd be easier to read out who's not associated with it. Big long list, a page and a half. And it shows you what's needed. And that's a great success, these projects. And it takes a bit longer getting things all the way to get them buy and engagement. We have to do it. But then when you end up, you have someone you can like, people are proud of, and they can believe and so on. So that's good for us. I mentioned too, what we set up in Donegal was two different teams for these type of projects. One was headed up by Patricia McIntyre and Sinead here, and the bigger team under Eamon Brown now, for doing the planning up front and application and all that. Things that allow Carmel to get it and say we're the best in class. That's what allows Carmel to say it. Good applications, well considered, so on. That gets winning projects and get them through. And then with Brendan's teams for the project delivery, a separate set more of the engineering construction to do the delivery, and Brendan's here in Ireland and others in that team. And that's all around the county. So that's our structure to try and acknowledge that. And there's many other people that feed into that. Acknowledge the court, Robin Lee is the architect here. And the other architects say that kind of, that there were a number of projects that kind of haven't put together to actually improve the town. And they're all working that in different visions. So on, takes a bit of time, and then it takes a lot of engagement. So thanks to all that. It takes time and money, but we're in a good place with it. And sometimes that startup for, you know, you think there's nothing to be done for a year or two and all that, but you have to do it and get the buy-in, so acknowledge all that. And I might just in a wider sense, in terms of the council's ambition for Donegal, we want to avail of all these funds and programs and so on, and we're doing quite well. It's a busy time. I would say, and your Minister for Housing, a lot of talk about it, but we've never been doing better in Donegal on housing. Today, there's more housing under construction than ever in Donegal. The council, you'll see someone with 600 under construction right now on site. 400 completed in the last few years. And then we're doing a lot of, as you know, rebuild under DCB, and there's about 600 there. And then the private sector houses as well, so we've never ever had any. And we looked historic, Donegal probably about 400 houses per year. Now we move four times that underway. Brings huge challenges, but huge opportunities, and huge cash flow in our system and our economy now through that. And for many, many years, and for young people who want to do an apprenticeship, look at the pipeline of work you have. All that. So it's a great time for us, and a time of our opportunity. I'll just say in the Minister for Economic, it's probably for us as well in these years to be here and having the jobs we have to do it, and then the responsibility to do the most we can do with it while we're here and do it, and that's our job, and we're happy to do that. And I might not say too much more apart from just enjoy the rest of the day, and we look forward to showing what we're doing here, and just thank you very much.